appellant Daniel Skolnick. And I'm not seeing that name in the, actually, I'm looking at the list. I see you in the panelists. Great. You're here.
Yes, Commissioner, I have been elevated to panelists.
Super. So please, you have already unmuted yourself, and you also will have 8 minutes to use at your discretion. And Marcos will give you the signal at 7 minutes, so you'll know when you have 1 minute left.
Thank you, Commissioner. Daniel Skolnick, Senior Planning Deputy to Councilmember Paul Koretz, for the record. Honorable Commissioners, CD5 does not dispute the Zoning Administrator's observations, but it's rather the interpretation from the Zoning Administrator for which the Councilmember and his community are aggrieved. Looking at the same facts, the Councilmember believes the Zoning Administrator erred and abused his discretion in determining that the conditions have been and are substantially complied with. The determination appears unreasonable and arbitrary in the context of the staff review of conditions in the determination. The most concerning issue, however, are the orders from LA Fire and AQMD, issues that threaten the health and safety of the immediate community. After all, this subject site adjoins and abuts dwellings, schools, and houses of worship. For the points that NACE, NASE, has argued that can be substantiated, we support these points. This evening, you will hear clearly from our constituents demanding environmental justice. There is, however, a misunderstanding regarding the role and function of CEQA. Contrary to popular perception, CEQA's primary function is not to improve the environment directly, but rather to disclose the impacts of the project, in this case, a review of conditions. The Council Office recommends that the Commission ask the City Attorney and staff to provide further clarification regarding this issue. Once the explanation is made regarding CEQA, we simply ask the Commission to take public testimony and deliberate based on the evidence in the record. If the applicant has substantially complied with the conditions of approval or not. If the Commission determines that the applicant is not in substantial compliance, the recommendation to the Commission is to approve the appeal of the Council Office and NAYS in part, find that the applicant is not in substantial conformance, deny the plan approval, and recommend revocation proceedings over the entirety of the site. That concludes our comments.
Thank you.